Breathing in love on the inhale, and breathing out karma on the exhale, your past. Breathing in love on the inhale, and dissolving karma on the exhale. Keeping your eyes closed, you turn your eyes toward the light at your third eye. And as you focus there, you will begin to see light, breathing in love and breathing out your past, which is karma, the negative karma. We want to let it go. We are getting into a beautiful rhythm with our breath. Breathing in love and breathing out fear. Fear of what's hidden in the subconscious, which is karma. And we are willing to bring everything into the light as we breathe in love and we breathe out fear. Focus on your breath. Make sure your spine is nice and tall and that you're relaxed, but you're very focused on the breath. And you can hear my voice kind of in the background, but you're focusing on your breathing. Very important to focus on the breath and the light between your brows at the third eye chakra. If the mind begins to think, as it always does, do not attach to the thoughts that enter your mind. Just watch them. Become the observer, observing the mind. As you breathe and relax more deeply into your meditation. And as you breathe, I want you to imagine that you are one with the light. You are one with God before time was. In heaven, a place of eternity. You are surrounded by light and abundance, and everything you needed, you already had. Breathing in love and breathing out fear, floating in a galaxy of stars. One amongst the many. God's beloved light, at one with the divine, filled with everything that God is, abundance and perfect health, peace and joy and happiness was all yours. And then you met with many people who were to play the roles for you on earth. Your mother, your father, significant people that would play a major role in your life. Everybody was in agreement that we would play the game with love. We would play the game of glorifying God with an open heart. But then, for some unknown reason, the tiny mad idea entered into your mind where you wanted to be bigger than God, and you fell from grace and created a separate self and a body separate from all the other players in the game. You fell into the body and you created a cocoon of limitation and fear around you, hiding your light, hiding your greatness. Forgetting that in truth, you are one with everything. And the struggle began. Breathe in love and breathe out, staying in the breath, feeling the cocoon of limitation around you. The struggle. Breathing in love. And breathing out fear. And in that limitation, the seeming limitation of your life, you bought into the program and the conditioning following orders, usurping God every step of the way, forgetting to trust that there was a higher power at work in your life. And that higher power was not outside of you. It was everywhere. And it was in the part of your mind that never left the light. But with that cocoon around you, you bought into the story, plugged into a matrix of total and complete fear, struggling, listening to the lies of the serpent, trying to make a living, trying to fix people, trying to change others. Nothing worked. Nothing worked. And yet you stay in the cocoon of limitation, hiding your greatness, hiding your light, shying away from the glory. Buying into a program that taught you to cheat and to lie. To be jealous. And to throw anger around. To be sick. God is not sick. And you are a download of health. You are a download of health. There is no sickness in you, only in your mind. And because you are so powerful, your body follows your thinking. You are dreaming a nightmare in a cocoon of fear. Breathe in love and breathe out, and know that you are created in the image of God. You are created out of love, as love, for love. And your destiny awaits. And your destiny is to be an instrument for the divine. Not a shy, frightened man or woman inside this cocoon. Not that. Breathe in love and breathe out fear. Breathe in love and breathe out fear, for it's time for you to get out of that cocoon of limitation. You are needed in God's great plan of salvation. You, beloved, are here to midwife a new consciousness of love, and it begins with you knowing who you are. You are great. You are beautiful. You are divine. You are healthy. You are abundant. You are all these things. Come on. Breathe in this great light. I want you to imagine that in front of you, you see the sands of Egypt. The desert. Sands blowing in the wind. A blue sky above you. And off in the distance, you see the Great Pyramid, representing the great refraction of God's love and light. You are a pyramid of light. And in your mind's eye, see yourself walking in the sands of Egypt, the sands of the desert. And there, coming toward you, is the most luminous light. It's swirling, filled with a billion stars from every galaxy. Light. Coming to bathe you, to remind you from whence you came, from where you came, from love, from light. Feel this beautiful light over you. Feel it over you as you walk toward the pyramid. And off to the right of this pyramid, imagine, and you've all seen it, the Great Sphinx, representing a marker of time as the gears of our heaven shift from fear to love. The Great Lioness, the Great Solar Feminine, the Great Solar Masculine, serving the divine. And there is a causeway now, leading down to between the paws of the Sphinx. Walk along this causeway as you breathe in love and you breathe out fear, feeling the warmth of Ra, the sun, shining down on you. And there between the paws of the Sphinx is a white alabaster healing table. And as you approach it, the Lords of Light, who know you and call you by name, invite you to stand at this table. And you place your hand upon this alabaster table, and it's warm from the sun. And you are invited to lie down on this alabaster table between the paws of this great cosmic marker of time. You feel wonderful lying here with the sun rays warming your body. And you are breathing in love, and you are breathing out your karma. The Lords of Light who have walked this path before you are very aware of the karma that you carry with great compassion. And as you lie on this table, there appears from the heavens a brilliant ruby-red ray of light that is shining over your body. It is like a billion sparkling rubies washing you of illness, washing you of anxiety, washing away stress. The ruby red light is so beautiful. You feel its warmth on your face. It is so healing as it bathes you in complete relaxation. It is so cosmic. It penetrates into your bones, bringing all of the cells of your tissues, organs, the bones of your body into perfect health. The ruby red light of the great architect of this universe anchors you in truth. God is, I am, all is well. And you are relaxing beneath the golden sun, but with this ruby red light bathing you. Breathing in love and breathing out fear. The beautiful light is green. It's the color of nature. The green light heals your wounded heart. Your heart has been broken because you forgot who you are, and you have allowed everything in the world of illusion to hurt you. The green light, the ray of light that is like multifaceted emerald, so powerfully washes away the sadness in your heart. It washes away your tears, your grief. It's healing you on so many levels as you lie here. See this green ray of light heal you in mind, body, and spirit. the light turns yellow and it is working now on your digestion. It is bringing the digestive juices into perfect balance. It is working with your willpower, and it is aligning your will to the highest will, to God's will. The yellow light is bringing you divine intellect, empowering you as it washes away the ego, as it washes away your belief in fear, your belief in lack. The yellow light is healing your gut, your second brain. Allow that yellow light to penetrate deeply into your stomach, into your liver, into your intestines. The light now turns blue, every shade of blue, and it's healing your throat chakra, where you are afraid to be yourself. Your destiny lies in being authentic. Let the blue ray in. The blue ray giving you willpower, divine willpower, to speak, to listen. Your destiny awaits you. Let the blue ray into your throat chakra. Your tone will become softer, sweeter. The tone of your speaking. Becomes warm. It connects. Let that blue ray in. Imagine that ray to be every color of blue you can think of. And let it wash away your need to pretend that you're nothing. Let it heal your thyroid and your cervical spine. Let it heal your hearing and your ability to listen. Breathing in love and breathing out fear. See the orange ray of transformation flow over your body like a waterfall, healing you of the need to control. As you allow yourself to let go more and more of the story you have been telling, the dramas that you're so attached to, the misuse of sexual energy, allowing the orange ray of transformation to wash over you. For women, it heals the uterus, the ovaries. For men, it heals the reproductive organs. It heals our sacral chakra and the energy of allowing yourself to flow with life as it is. To flow with life. As you let that beautiful orange ray wash over you. And the orange changes into a beautiful sandy brown, the color of Mother Earth, where you are anchored and grounded in your body, in the world and not of this world. as this brown sandy ray heals you. Stresses and anxieties and overthinking are washed away in the light. And the brown changes to indigo, and with this light, you are able to see more clearly that you are not the body. You have a body, but you are not the body, and so you are being asked to look at your attachments now. To your endless desires that keep you caught in the web of illusion. And to realize in this indigo light that God is the only power, that the spirit in you is much greater than anything else. Seeing this indigo light washing over you, you can feel it. It heals you more deeply of anxiety, because when you see with the eyes of duality, you are in fear. When you see through the eye of oneness, there is no anxiety in love. There is no fear in love. Seeing oneness, that everybody you look at is your beloved other self. Downloads of love light, just like you. And your job is to get on with being authentic, to be yourself, the path of the mother. You are being washed by the mother's light of every color. And lastly, you see this beautiful violet light. This violet light washing over you. The light of your crown chakra. But this light is coming from the great central sun. The sun behind our physical sun. The violet light. As you breathe in love and breathe out karma, allow this violet light, as you lie here on this alabaster table, the soft winds of the desert, the violet light washes away your karma. And with every breath, give to this light that which you need to let go of. Breathing in love and breathing out fear. Allow all of this discordant energy to be dissolved in the violet light. Thinking this thought, dear God, most of all, I forgive myself for forgetting that I am one with you. Dear God, I forgive myself for forgetting that I'm one with you. And now remember the light before time was. When you were in eternity, without a story, no drama, no sickness. Continue to give your story over to this power. Breathing in love and breathing out your karma. Let it go. There is work to be done, and the time is now for you to choose love over fear. Turn it over, give it up, let it go. Breathing in love and breathing out your story. Lying here on this warm alabaster table, you can see off to the right is the Great Pyramid. And you are between the paws of the Sphinx, remembering eternity. Bathed in the rays of light, every color from red to violet, washing you, cleansing you, as you turn your life and your will over. Your destiny awaits you. That struggle you've been in, that's not who you are meant to be. Not knowing who you are, that is not true. We took the cocoon off, and you have been bathed in the great rays, the great cosmic rays, with the Lords of Light around you. A great master teacher from this gathering of lords helps you to sit up, and you sit on the edge of the table. I want you to feel different. Feel that you are eternal, that you live in eternity and not in time. Let the piano music carry you note to note. Feel joy. Feel limitless. Use your imagination. You are in the real world. When you are inside, you are inside now, creating what it is you want. Feel different. Declare happiness for yourself. Declare abundance for yourself. Declare, I know who I am. right-minded thinking creates good karma, and good things will happen for you in your life. Give up negative thinking, wrong-minded thoughts. Put a limit on your life as far as eating, speaking, hoarding, whatever it is, put limits. Train your mind. You can do it. Feel good. I want to feel good. I feel good. Happiness is my goal now. Let the piano music carry you. God is music. God is joy. You have been bathed in the cosmic rays. Put a smile on your face, a little smile, a smile of gratitude. Breathing in love and breathing out love now. As I receive, so shall I give. I breathe in love and I give it back. I breathe in love and I give it back. Feel that smile on your face. Feel that. That's natural. That's who you are. That's who you are. Isn't that cute? Aren't you cute? Aren't you beautiful? Feel that smile? That's how God created you. God created you out of a smile. God created you out of laughter. That's the real you. You sitting here with a smile. And when you smile, your heart smiles. And your soul beams. Let the piano music carry that smile as you sit on the edge of your alabaster table. Look at you. Who are you really? Can you not see your greatness? It's time. Look at your greatness. Can you not see that you are created to glorify the light? I want you to feel that smile. Feel it. Make it a little bigger if you don't feel it. Can you feel it? Your loved ones on the other side of the veil love it when you smile. They come to you. When you smile. Because they're free of the body. They're free. You're not free. You're stuck in your dream, in your story. Remember the cocoon? You don't want to go back into that cocoon. Your loved ones on the other side of the veil are clapping for you. Don't wait until you get to the other side of the veil to be free. Be free now. Be free now. It is your birthright. And you have been bathed in the cosmic rays. There is no anxiety in you. There is no stress in you. There is no sickness in you. There is no dementia in you. There is only health. Claim it. Want it. Live it. Be it. The mighty companions walk with you. It is time now. Jump down from that table. It is time for you, with a smile on your face, to walk back through the sands of time and sit back down in your body. But there is no more cocoon, no more limitation. want you to feel free. You're free. You are born free. You are born free. Breathing in love and breathing out love. I want you now in this freedom to think about the people in your life that you have held out on. And in your freedom, set them free. Set them free. I give you freedom, brother, to be yourself. I give you freedom, daughter, to live your soul's destiny. I give you freedom because I am free. I am free. I am free. And I want you to see all those people that you have pushed away, smiling back at you. Because as you free yourself, you free them. There is only one. In this oneness, when you're free, we're all free. The new age of Aquarius, unity and brotherhood of man and women and children. Freedom, 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 and love. All-inclusive love. Love is freedom. See them? Can you see their faces as you set them free? And even those on the other side of the veil that you don't like and you didn't like, set them all free. Set them all free. And I want you to feel behind you the most beautiful guide, luminous, angelic presence. This being of light is always with you. Came with you, will leave with you, and walks with you. You have a mighty companion with you right now. And many mighty companions every step of the way. You are not alone. And we are all free in God's grace. We are all free in God's love. We are free. The animals, the birds, each beautiful outpicturing of this divine light manifesting itself as everything. Is born in freedom. And in that smile, forgive the dream of separation. Forgive it all. 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 Yes. Yes. It's exciting. I am free. I forgive it all. And I am home with my mother, father, everything God. And in that space, I am magnetic. And everything I need comes to me. No more struggle. I'm myself. I am free. I am love. I am light. I am everything. I am everything. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For the next 2 minutes, breathe in love and breathe out love and feel the glory. breathing in love and breathing out love, feeling the glory. Place your left hand over your heart. Place your right hand on top of it. Feel that heart. Feel your heart. Feel that beat, that heartbeat. That's life. That's love. That's God. That's God. You. You. You are God. A download of God. Breathe as though you are relaxing at home. Maybe you're curled up in your bed. Maybe you're just sitting in a chair looking out the window, but you are just breathing and relaxing, holding your heart.
You were born to be eternal.
Dear God, I accept my destiny. I know my destiny is to shine. And so it is, I ask you, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? Together we say we love you, God.
We love you, God.
We praise you, God.
We praise you, God.
And we thank you, God.
And we thank you, God.
For by your grace.
For by your grace.
And by your will.
And by your will.
I will shine my light.
I will shine my light.
Amen.